You're listening to East Point Radio. Great other pleasure of your company this morning. It's exactly 10:45 and it's time for our feature
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite folks to join us live on the programme wherever possible to talk about various events that are taking place across East Anglia. And I'm hoping now joining us live on the programme is going to be Jennifer Wallin, who's the organiser of the OMG Craft Fairs in Lowestoft. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you? All right?
Yes, fine, yeah.
Now, OMG Craft Fairs in Lowestoft. Tell us about the fairs themselves. How long have you been established?
Just over 16 years we've been established, yeah. We run fairs in Lowestoft at the Grit Centre, the Seagull Theatre, the Waveney Sports Centre, and next year I'm doing them at the Hatfield Hotel as well.
That sounds great. Now, the fairs themselves, I mean, it's a great idea. And, I mean, I know the area around Lowestoft, and I'm sure they're very well attended, all these fairs, aren't they?
Yes, mostly, yeah, yeah. Sometimes the weather can put people off coming, but mostly, yeah.
Now, the stalls themselves, is it expensive to exhibit at one of your fairs?
I try and keep my stall prices as low as I can, so I aim to charge them about £10 for the day, which covers their stall, all the advertising, everything. So
that sounds very competitive to me in this day and age.
Right.
Now, the fairs themselves, I know they're advertised in the local press, and also you have leaflet drops and posters across the area.
I deliver about 200 leaflets for every event, and I'm doing that today, actually, after this phone call, in the local area of the wherever the venue is, so that's in walking distance for people to be able to come. And I also put posters in local shops, and it's all over social media. Yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you about the social media aspect, because, I mean, social media is everywhere these days, and so many people rely on social media. I understand you've got almost 4,000 followers. That's not bad going.
I have.
That sounds great, that does. Now, the fairs themselves, of course, are a platform for local artisans and crafters to sell and display their handmade items.
Yep.
What sort of thing do they generally bring along?
Everything and anything. we've got paper craft, wool craft, wood craft. We've got a lady that does miniatures, skincare, home fragrances, home decor, you name it, anyone, you know, they'll bring it, yeah.
Yeah, certainly quite a variety of things then to come and view at one of your fairs. Now, you mentioned a number of venues. I'm going to ask you in just a moment for information of how people can find out more about the OMG Craft Fairs in Lowestoft. So you might like to promote on air your website or whatever. But before we do that, the monthly events. Now, I know you mentioned the Grit Centre and Old Nelson Street in Lowestoft, the Seagull in Pakefields, Water Lane Leisure Centre. And you say next year you're going to be at the Hatfield Hotel as well?
Yeah, the Hatfield Hotel along the seafront in Lowestoft, yeah. It'll be once a month.
That's going to be a great venue, isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Now, the events themselves, you've been going for some 16 years. Has this slowly been developing then over the years?
Yes, well, I used to work for a charity which I used to run a fair for every year. And when that job ended, I decided to go freelance and do them myself. So that's how it's slowly built up over the years.
Now, I was going to say, do you have a lot of folks help to actually set these up? Because it can't be a small event when you're bringing all the stalls in and setting them all up and getting them all established and everything. Do you have a lot of helpers?
No, there's just me and my husband doing it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
so it's a lot of work then.
We have to get there 2 hours or so before a fair to just get the tables set up and all the chairs. Yeah, and by the time that's done, we're usually exhausted. Yeah, and then all the stall holders all turn up at once.
Yes, I can imagine that must be pretty daunting when they all descend upon the venue. Yes. So when is your next craft fair then?
My next one is the 29th of June at the Grit Centre.
July.
29th of July at the Grit Centre.
Yeah. All right. And are you going to be doing, you mentioned it being monthly events, regularly, are you going to be at Nelson Street in Seagull Theatre throughout the summer period?
We're at Old Nelson Street in August and then the Seagull in September. The Old Nelson Street in October and November and also Water Lane in November. Then December, we've got all three venues there as well.
Now, I'd imagine you have folks come from outside of the Lowestoft area as well to actually exhibit. We're talking about local artisans and crafters. I'd imagine the catchment area, if that's the right word, must be quite large, isn't it?
Well, most of them are from Lowestoft. We get a few from Yarmouth, Beckles. We had a lady from Attleborough yesterday. Norwich, but they're mainly in this area, yes.
Now, I think we ought to give out those all-important contact details for folks wanting to find out more about the OMG Craft Fairs in Lowestoft. How can they find out more information?
Well, I'm on social media. On Facebook, it's OMG Fairs, spelled F-A-Y-R-E-S, Lowestoft and Galston. And on Instagram, it's OMG Fairs.
OK, now I'll ask you for that again in just a few moments' time. But are you all sort of geared up then for your next craft fair?
I am, yeah. I'm fully booked. All the stores are fully booked. The advertising's starting today. Yeah.
Now, do you have a maximum number of stalls? I take it depends upon the venue, obviously. But what's an average sort of stall number, if that's the right word?
Well, at the Grit Centre, we have 35 stalls. Mm-hmm. And at the Seagull, it's 21.
All right. Quite extensive, then.
Yeah.
Now, are you looking for helpers to, I mean, you've mentioned that yourself and your husband basically set it all up at the moment. Are you looking for anybody else to get involved to come along and help with some of these fairs?
Not at the moment, no. We don't really employ people at the moment, no.
Okay. So give us that all-important contact information once again, if you would, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's on Facebook, it's OMG Fairs, Lowestoft and Galston. And we're also on Instagram, and I'm on that new one called Threads as well, which is OMG Fairs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, really up to date then.
Yeah.
That sounds great, that sounds great. So can I thank you for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning, and I hope that more strength to your elbow, you have lots of people come along and lots of enjoyment for people to come along and view the fairs, which are a platform for local artisans and crafters to sell and display their handmade items. And as you were saying, that can be anything and everything, such as jewellery, needlecraft, woodcraft, room decor and fragrance, knitted items, papercraft, and much more.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
that sounds brilliant, Jennifer. So many thanks for joining us live
that's on fine.
East Point Radio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. There we were, joined live on the programme by Jennifer Wallins, who's the organiser of the OMG Craft Fairs in Lowestoft.